Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 467 of Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 9, Snippet Good.
It aired September 20th, 2003, written by Mark Hoffmeyer and directed by Andrew Merrifield.
Hey, can you tell me, just real quick, I know we talked about this a couple episodes ago, can you tell me what the last episode aired date was and the next one is?
The last one was March 29th.
Okay.
And the next one is April 12th.
So why did this what happened to this episode then? That everyone hated it so much they shelved it until September.
It looks like they aired Return of Thunder.
Immediately?
Okay, hang on.
So then they would have only been gone for one episode?
Let's see, hang on. Okay, so this one aired on September. The last one was March 29th. The first Return of Thunder is April 12th.
Okay.
So it's 2 weeks?
Yes.
So they put this one in the back burner for some reason.
They just skipped an episode. I'm going to scroll down. I'm just going to look at the dates and see when this would have landed.
Wow. Okay. It's way down here.
This one aired... Either
on the same day as The Wild Wipeout, which is episode 30.
Yeah, that's a big gap.
It's like they got down there and they were like, oh crap, Alpha, we missed an episode. We better put it out.
Hey,
now.
Maybe it was just like on whatever day is between March 29th and April 14th or 13th or 12th, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like the 5th or whatever. Maybe they just literally forgot to put an episode on TV. You know, sometimes we forget to put an episode up.
That's
maybe they did that, but
like,
on TV.
Because it doesn't look like anything aired that week.
Yeah, maybe they just forgot.
So maybe something happened and so like they couldn't air this episode and they were like, well, we'll just do it after every other episode.
We'll just do this right with the 30s? That's so weird. Anyway, if you're new here... We're not detectives, even though we pretend to be sometimes, trying to get to the bottom of this mystery. But what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Ninja Storm rules. Ninja Storm's great. I don't know what else to tell you. It kicks ass.
If you want to have a fun time watching TV, watch Ninja Storm.
Yeah.
It's a fun time.
And most of y'all are stuck in your houses anyway. So just watch Ninja Storm. What else do you have going on?
Nothing.
Nothing.
There's literally nothing else in the world but Ninja Storm right now.
Unless you're re-listening to all 450 plus episodes of our show, you have nothing going on right now. So just watch Ninja Storm for us, please. Anyway, we're going to go watch Snippet Good. I keep wanting to like take out the commas. Just Snippet Good.
You got to Snippet Good.
What if you Snippet Good? Let's go watch this Devo song. I also want to make a Bop It joke, but I just can't yet. I just haven't figured out I just want to get to Bop It somehow, but I can't. That's the whole joke, is that Bop It, also Bop It. Snip
you
It.
You know, Bop Snip It is like a Bop It.
It's like a Bop It.
Bop It Good.
Ninja Storm Ranger Form.
And we just watched Snip It Good.
Called the monster Snip Snap in my notes.
I didn't even know that. I'm 1,000 miles away.
I know. It's wild. I called him Snip Snap because he says his name real quick, but all I heard was Snip Snap.
I missed it. I looked down and looked up and I was like, he just said his name, didn't he?
Yep. And it's all over from there.
Well...
I don't know anything that happened in this episode that would have required it to be put on a shelf for 6 months.
No, unless there was some kind of like breaking news that the show just got overwritten.
Or on ABC Family? I don't think so.
Yeah, it was big time for world news.
Was there like an actual environmental conference that something bad happened at So then we were like, all right, we're going to pull the environmental conference episode.
I feel like they just forgot.
Maybe they just forgot to put an episode up. And then the week after, they're like, oh, dip. We totally forgot to put an episode up.
Yeah, because I know when we started this season, I was like, I want to try to be better about getting stuff out on time now that we're back into the regular season. And then episode 2 went up on Sunday instead of Friday.
That would have been 3.
Episode 3.
No, that was 2. Well, that's because it didn't get it. It wasn't in the Dropbox until Saturday. That's also on me.
Also, because we are in the point right now where we're talking about how we're doing one episode a week. And so I'm just like, I only have to put up one episode.
Well, that's going to be in 2 or 3 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Is when that is. Speaking of, this is only going to be a one episode week because next week there's going to be 4.
Oof.
I mean, we'll see if there's 4. We'll see if 4 ends up happening in a week. Woof. Anyway, heyjakeandjosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. You can go listen to old episodes up through Lost Galaxy. You can also, which speaking of, Lightspeed is starting to fall off. So that's got to get up there sooner than later.
Sucks, man. If only I could stay home.
Look.
I was so mad the other day. I'm still mad now that I didn't save enough money up so that if something like this happened, I could just stay home. Because I want to self-quarantine so bad. I'm sick of going outside.
I saw a family of 6 at Target the other day, and I almost started throwing things at them to get them to leave. Everyone, 6 of them. There's so many vectors there. You don't need to be at Target. They weren't even getting anything. They're just fucking walking around.
Oh. Yes. Our governor was like, one adult per household, that's it, can go in the store.
Texas is like, fuck it, let God sort them out, I guess.
Yeah, most of the time we follow that, but not yesterday, but the Friday. It was just the wild fucking West in Walmart for some reason.
Christmas.
But it's been nice. Yesterday and Thursday, at least, to have like no kids in the store. Man, yeah. what a miracle blessing that is.
Anyway, everybody, please stay home for us, your friends. I know you're sick of hearing about it from us.
We're literally begging you.
We're sick of talking about it. We just want everyone to stay home. Where was I? The Classic Feed is also there. They exist also. You can listen to old episodes through that. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Pingua Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife. We're on PodBay. We're on PodBay B. We're on Pod Conference.
We're on Pod It Good.
Pod It Good. They're not great podcasts over there.
No. It's all Devo fan casts.
It's a lot of Devo fan casts and Bop It competition podcasts. Hey, do you think there was ever a world championship of Bop It?
Oh, yeah, that's a 90s toy. Of course there was.
Do you think we could find video of that and do a bonus episode about it?
Let me look.
World championship of Bopping It.
Bop It World Championship. Well, it's a little underwhelming.
Okay.
There is a Bop It Competition Part 1 video that came up, but it doesn't look like this is any kind of sanctioned sporting event.
Is it just two people in their yard doing Bop It?
There's one that's Bop It World Champion on YouTube, uploaded by Cole Campbell.
Congratulations.
In 2010, and it just says, another lovely day of Bop It.
Josh, I'm worried we're about to fall down a rabbit hole of Bop It YouTube, but I don't know if we can go there.
Okay, here's the full description, or at least the first 2 sentences of it. Another lovely day of Bop It. Make sure you watch after the credits for some tasty footage.
Some tasty Bop It footage? There's a secret. This is when Nick Fury's going to come in and ask Bop It Man to be in the Avengers.
Okay.
I'm putting together a team, and no one on the team can Bop It good. No,
Captain America sucks at Bop It.
Captain America blows chunks at Bopping It. We need you, Cole.
Hulk just smashes him.
He's surprisingly deft at twisting it, but everything else it just smashes. Tony hacked his Bop It so it does it itself, and it's just, that's cheating. That's not fair. We need you, Cole. and you're buying your tasty bopping skills.
So stay tuned after the season during the hiatus for our Bop It episode.
Maybe they're $5 now. You can put them on a keychain.
It's going to be 40 minutes of us trying to break the Bop It world record.
Which has got to be like 65 straight hours of bopping it.
It's got to be so... Wait, can we say this? Can we say we were bopping it for 65 hours?
I mean, I'm just going to put it out there. Papa Apple can come at me if he doesn't like me bopping it for 67 hours.
Well, look, we're in quarantine. I don't know what else they want us
to do. What else are you doing?
There's nothing else to do but bop it.
Watch Ninja Storm or bop it. That's all you got right now in these trying times. And do they have Bop It Extreme still?
Oh, that had like five things on it.
That also had Flick It.
They have a Bop It DIY where you can make your own Bop Its.
The meta game on that has got to be.
There's crazy ones now, too, where it's like you have to move the thing in a certain way. It'll be like
chuck
drink
it.
Yeah, drink it.
Whip it.
Fish it.
Fish it. Anyway, so if you want to leave us a rating review on any of those places, that would be good. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. A little bit goes a long way. We really appreciate it, especially in these trying times. So if you want to help us out, you can go to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. This is technically a Monday episode, but it's also the only episode. And next week we're doing 4 episodes, so I want those to be as quick as possible, so we're not doing anything else next week. No emails, no reviews, no jokes. We're just going to tell you the episode and then leave.
We're just going to read the Wikipedia descriptions.
And then bounce.
And we're out.
That's how you're going to end up with 4. But since today we are... I don't think we actually have anything. We don't have any new emails. I don't think we have any new patrons since we read a million of them.
I just checked reviews last time or the time before. I'll check again.
It was recently. So
what
I
else
think
am I doing?
Right? Just bopping it.
I'm just bopping it, man.
Just bopping it. The Bop It Extreme had Flick It.
Yep. And Spin It.
And Spin It. Those are the two other ones. I'm glad we didn't live in a time of gyroscope technology. So they didn't be like, throw it in the air, stomp it. We'll know if it's not on the ground.
We do have one new review.
Another new one?
Yeah, on Apple Podcasts.
Hot dog.
It was left on Wednesday.
Okay.
By user Larson Iowa. It's 5 stars, of course.
Heck yes.
They don't review us, but the title of it is More Missing Episodes. And the review reads, will there be an archive volume 3 covering the episodes between 250 and 340? Thanks. Yes, there will. Someday.
Yeah. Soon. You know, Josh and I are essential. So, you see, we've been working more now. Everyone else gets to not work, and we've been working more.
If I'm not there to put the beans
entire
on...
Kentucky economy will collapse.
If I can't put the beans on the shelf, how are you going to buy your beans? That's...
Exactly. If I don't put folding chairs in the folding chair slot, everything collapses, Josh.
Yeah. If we don't get needed. Those big Sterilite bins out, you're not going to have anywhere to store all your stuff while you're reorganizing your whole house during quarantine.
Yeah.
We are essential.
We're needed.
All 20 of us that were in the back room yesterday needed to be there.
Anyway, thank you very much for the review, Larson, even if it is a question. And the answer is yes, as soon as we can get to it, we promise.
It's coming.
So you want to jump in now to talk about Snippet Snippet Good?
Yeah, let's...
Now that we've wasted 20 minutes talking about Bop It.
Let's do the thing. Let's put Bop It on hold. Let's hold it. And now we'll talk it.
We start it off on a holodeck fight. The Rangers are there. And they're lined up, and Sensei says, you will fight yourself. your inner selves are here, or something.
Yes, your greatest challenge. It you.
And so then 3 doppelgangers pop up, and they are holograms. Because, again, this is a holodeck. This one is, there's not like a cool background. It's just like, just regular the room.
Yeah, they're just in like the living room of Ninja Ops.
Yeah, they're in the ninja room. And they pop up. They're all stoic, which I think is actually really well done, because like Dustin's there and he's like jokey, but then like hologram Dustin is just like stone faced. And then Shane like kind of squares up. He's like, I guess we fight it. Dustin's like, we're gonna do a staring contest, and he starts to like aggressively stare.
He says, we're gonna do a staring contest, and immediately blinks like three times.
And he's like, I don't care how handsome you are, you're going down. And then Shane is like, I guess we fight him. And so he like squares up, and then so hologram Shane squares up, but he's like very serious, and Shane's like kind of jokey, so like it's, the contrast is there. And then we get to Tori. And there's hologram Tori who's standing there, and there's regular Tori who's standing there but like looking at herself. And I have a couple of theories about what the internet might have interpreted this as, because there is a very suggestive wink that's going to happen in a second.
Well, I am not digging back through that Wayback Machine.
I mean, I bet you could get a right now machine that you could pop onto any fan fiction archive and just type in Tori Ninja Storm.
Handle. Man, we're at three Tori. We're at Tori Prime,
yeah,
evil doppelganger Tori, Tor-bot. And hologram, flirty hologram Tori.
Yeah. So they start fight. The boys start fighting themselves, and Dustin's is one for one. Like, he goes, he punches, fake Dustin punches. They're basically punching each other's punches.
It's a Shadow Link fight.
It's a Shadow Link fight. Shane is doing the everything I throw, you dodge. Everything you throw, I dodge. Tori's just going, I don't think that's the lesson that we're supposed to be learning. Because her Tori is not fighting them. Her Tori is not doing anything.
She didn't square up against it, so it has no reason to defend itself.
So she's like, I don't think this is it. And then she goes, yeah, I'm just not going to fight. And then she looks over at flirty hologram Tori, who winks at her and then disappears.
Hologram Tori has also had this like little smirk on her face this whole time.
I thought I guarantee, and I don't know, you're going to have to find it yourself, but I promise you out there, there is at least one fanfic where they have to kiss themselves instead of fight themselves. I promise you.
You have to practice self-love, man.
Exactly.
Some people take that to a boppin' extreme.
Sometimes you gotta boppin' extreme. There's nothing else going on. The boys lose to their hologram selves, and then Sensei backflips in and Cam walks in, and they're like, congratulations, Tori. And Shane's like, or Dustin's like, she didn't even do anything. She's just sitting there. And Sensei's like, that was the point. If you fight yourself, you will always lose, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, if you fight yourself, you can never win. I don't know, some ninja quote. Anyway,
something ninja-y. Later on, he gets a pretty good one that I do like.
It's a weird training exercise, because I'm assuming they've gone through like fight training up until this point during the day. This is just where we're jumping in,
right? Yeah, this isn't like they just got here and he's like, all right, get in the holodeck, we're gonna fight yourselves. Yeah.
And now Sensei's like, here's hologram versions of yourselves. Just look at them until I've determined that you passed.
Just watch. Well, it does. She disappears after Tori says, I'm not going to fight, or something right. to that effect.
And
so
the other two both knock themselves out. All four of them get knocked out.
Yeah. Well, I think actually the shadow doppelgangers are still standing.
I know Shane jumped up to do that. Like, it wasn't the flying shooty slashy kick, but it was like the same form. He jumped up to do that as Shadow Shane did the same thing, and they both definitely hit the ground. I don't remember what Dustin did.
I think Dustin just got tripped. He got like judo tossed on the ground. So I think when she decided not to fight, he was, yeah, the program was like, you did it, you pass. So Sensei's like, since Tori's the only one who passed, you get to go find the Jade Turtle. And I like that they just say this like it's a thing we know about, right?
Yep.
They're like, you got to get the Jade Turtle. And I'm like, sure.
Of course she does.
That sounds ninja-y.
Well, they describe it as, I think Cam says, when we woke up the Zords, like a lot of the power orbs, whatever they're called, whatever they're actually called.
The power spheres,
the
maybe?
The spheres. Like, a lot of them were left dormant, and we have to still wake them up. And one of them is the Jade Turtle.
Yeah, and the secret of it is in the is the turtle. So you got to go find that. And she's like, okay, how do I do that? And Sensei's like, you follow your inner ninja. And Cam's like, and in case your inner ninja gets lost, here is a map. You might need this. So she's like, okay. And she leaves. And then Dustin, like, throws his arm around Shane. He's like, all right, well, she's doing turtle stuff, what do we do? Well, she's doing ninja turtle stuff. What do we do? And Sensei's like, I'm so glad you asked. I have a special ninja project for you. And then we cut to Lothar, who's watching TV. And there's a conference in Blue Bay Harbor, which this might be the first time we've heard the name on TV on in the show.
It is. It's episode 9, and they're really going to throw the name of the city in the, in your face this time.
Oh, yeah. There are going to be two parallel banners with the city name on it next to each other. Just like one right next to the other, in case you forget. He's mad that no one invited him to this earth-saving, this, like, you know, climate change and environmental conference. And Jubo's like, well, isn't it because you want to destroy Blue Bay Harbor? And Lil's like, ah, details. I'm still mad I wasn't invited. Let's ruin it. He's like, does anyone have any ideas? So in runs Capri and Mara. And they get up there and they're really excited.
Well, it's just Capri at first. And she's like, ooh, pick me. I've got an idea. And so Lothar's like, and what is it? And Capri's like, I don't remember it.
I forgot. Oh, no.
And then Mara comes in and is like laughing or like happy. And Capri's like, what are you so happy about? She's like, I'm not the dumb one this time.
I'm just glad I'm not the dumb one. So then up walks Zergain and he's like, this is Snip Snap. I got him from the blah, blah, I got him from the Bopit Nebula. And he's he has his special power. He's a scissors monster.
Uh-huh.
He's like a scissors robot, and his special power is that he can cut the ties that bind you, which is very metaphysical.
Yeah, but all that does is make it so you don't agree on anything.
Yeah, so he can just basically snip the thing that makes you agree with other people, and so you will not, which is very weird, and I really like it. So he's like, okay, cool, you're going to go down there, and you're going to snip snap. A whole bunch of you're gonna snip it good down there, snip snap. So he's like, okay. Also, at some point, Jubo's like, something Power Rangers, and Lothar's like, all right, don't say the P word. I hate that. I hate that. Lothar is very Rita.
He is.
Oh my I'm God. Noticing.
What? Oh wow.
What you doing?
I went to Ranger Wiki just to
who he texts in Hollywood.
What his actual name is, and man, it's just advertisements.
Oh, yeah, you got to fight to get to anything on Ranger Wiki on mobile. Yeah. Okay,
do you see the top half of my screen?
Yeah.
That's an ad for that Tiger Show.
I am so sick of the Tiger Show. If I never hear about the damn Tiger Show ever again, it'll be too soon.
I haven't heard much about it other than, like, Joel McHale was on the last episode and people were mad because he was being Joel McHale on it.
Okay, why was he on the Tiger Show?
I don't know. I guess he was doing interviews or something. I don't know. Anyway, the monster's name is Snipster.
Snipster. That's pretty obvious.
he wears a big scarf and drinks only the bougiest coffees.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you did there. Like, hipster.
like a hipster.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I like Snip Snap better, so we're going to go with that.
Okay. So he's like, all right, go down there and cut everyone's ties apart. And he's like, got it. So he leaves. We cut to the news reporter reporting the news. She's like, she's so bland. She's like, there is an environmental conference to decide how to not destroy our planet. So clearly it didn't go well. Hey, Jake Mason reporting in from 2020. The conference failed. And it's a real bummer.
Yeah, she says her thing and then, like, looks at the cameraman and is like, was that good?
So I guess it's not live.
I hope not.
It seems like it's taped.
And the cameraman is just Mean Gene and he's like, we're live, pal.
We're live, pal. That was Jim Ross.
That was Jim. I always remember after I say Mean Gene that was Jim Ross.
Because it's the most Mean Gene thing Jim Ross has ever said. But it's incredibly a Mean Gene thing. But it somehow was Jim Ross that said that. Anyway, so she's like, was that good? And the camera guy, instead of being like, I'm not the producer, I'm just the camera guy, is like, yep. And then they walk away.
He's like, I don't care. They're going to pay me regardless. Yeah, it's your job that's same. On the line.
So then from upside down, Shane and Dustin pop down. They're hanging from a tree. And apparently their special ninja project was that they had to keep watch on the conference and make sure nothing bad happens. And Dustin is like, that's it? And Shane's like, yep. And Dustin's like, well, can we find somewhere else? Because I am. And then he falls out of the tree. And Shane's like, yeah, we could find somewhere else to sit, I guess.
Oh, boy. I cannot wait for you guys to find out where they went to hide instead.
It's weird. There's some weird stuff in this episode, and there's a couple little things that I'm almost disappointed don't matter, but at the same time, I'm just kind of happy they're there. We got to Tori, who's a little lost. She's like, I'm not lost. I'm just off course. I'm gonna find my way back soon. And then she looks at the map and then keeps running. Cut to the conference.
She was like ninja flash running.
Yes, like extremely Naruto running through here. Just like when they jump between the trees real quick in Naruto, she was doing that, but on the ground. We cut to the conference, and we get a big banner across the wall that says Blue Bay Harbor Environmental Conference or something like that. And then there's a desk, and a man walks in, and he sits at this big like podium desk, and it says Blue Bay Harbor across it. And then there's a little no skateboarding sign. I don't know if you noticed.
Does that mean there's no skateboarding in Blue Bay Harbor and Shane is an outlaw?
I think.
Is it specific to this room right now?
I think there's no skateboarding in this room. And boy howdy, I wish that would have factored into the episode, but it doesn't. There's just hey, don't skateboard in. We're doing a conference here.
It says don't skateboard, but I have to skateboard.
I gotta grind that tasty rail. Stay after the credits for some tasty footage.
It's the only way we can beat the monster is if I skateboard right now.
So then we hear a beep, and it sounds suspiciously familiar. And the old guy, who looks like he hosted a game show in the 90s, like, he's just got that kind of face. He's got like an old man. I hosted it. Maybe in like the 70s he hosted a game show.
Maybe. Yeah, he's like the old host of Hollywood Squares or something.
Yeah, something like that. He hosted Card Sharks in the 60s or whatever. And so the beep, he's like, hey, I've said no cell phones. And so we pan down to Shane and Dustin under a table, like,
but they're
holding
clinging,
on.
They're clinging up to the top of it, like when you hang on to the undercarriage of a car in a movie.
Yeah.
So that's fine, I guess. But their communicator went off. And what if Dustin had turned it off and then they never would have got this communication?
I mean, then, I don't know. Snip Snap would have got in much earlier, I guess. Not a lot earlier, because they don't really notice him. So Shane's like, they just start talking. They're kind of whispering, but they're mostly like, turn it off. And he's like, I tried. I didn't. I forgot to. They're like looking at someone's legs. Like, someone's right there. You would be able to hear these two boys whisper yelling at each other. So Shane's like, all right, I'm going to do a ninja trick. And he goes, whew. And then he shoots a little gust of air, and it opens the door, and a bunch of papers fly out, and everyone gets distracted, and then they do their own little ninja run, ninja dash out the door, into the hallway.
I guess the wind that came in through the open door blew the papers kind of everywhere, and so thankfully all the people on the left-hand side were turned to the right, and all the people on the right-hand side
yes.
were turned to the left, or maybe that's the opposite. Either way, because they ran down the middle when they went out.
Yeah, there were papers like flying in people's faces and stuff. So they were just like, ah, I'm distracted. And then they did like a real quick ninja like shadow dash, because like they weren't like just two boys running out.
Right,
there was
right.
like a a graphic. Well, yeah, or
they
something.
Are magical teens. So. Yes.
So they get out and they're like, Cam, what's up? And Cam's like, hey, I'm on the police scanners and there's a disturbance down near where you are. Can you check it out? And they're like, yeah, let's go outside. And they open the door and there's like 40 Zackies there. And they're like, hey, we found it. It's a bunch of Zackies right here. So then they start to fight. It's a pretty good fight. It's an interesting location because it's like a, not like a courtyard. If a courtyard was also a parking lot, like it's a enclosed area, but it's definitely like a driveway also.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's something you don't really see Power Rangers fight on very often. And so it was kind of neat. They're just doing fighting and doing quips. Snip Snap, who is hiding behind a pillar, sees that they're distracted and is like, all right, I'm going to go in and I'm going to cut some ties. So he goes in and time freezes.
Yeah, he has to stop time so he can cut the ties that bind.
I feel like that is a much more useful power than making people argue, because he just cuts everyone's ties except for the chairman, the main guy, because it's just one of him. Everyone else is in pairs. So
right.
He's exempt. But then some ladies like, he's like, oh, sorry, let me, here's the proposal. Let's not burn the planet and poison it to death.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't pollute, actually. And this woman stands up and goes, you're an idiot.
Yeah, you suck. And then some other guy's like, you only think that because you didn't come up with the idea. And she's like, how about I kill you? And then some other guy stands up. He's like, well, you also suck. And they all just start fighting. And
they start like fist fighting. There's a full-on saloon scuffle going on in here.
It is a big cowboy bar fight. Asterisk. Shane and Dustin will pop in 1 second, and one of the guys is straddling another guy. Like one guy is standing up, and there's a guy with his legs wrapped around his hips, and I don't know what kind of fighting they're doing. But this is just a horny episode.
Look, there's another cowboy joke in there, but you can arrive at your own conclusions. You can make it at home.
So anyway, they're, I guess, thrust fighting at each other. We cut over to Tori. Tori is like, okay, I'm definitely not where I should be. So she pulls out her communicator and she's like, Sensei, I have come to the conclusion that I am lost. And Sensei says, a conclusion is just something, it's just when you got tired of thinking, which is not correct.
No, sometimes you actually arrive at the answer.
Yeah, typically a conclusion is when you're done with the thinking and you've gotten where you are. But
yeah.
I guess he can be right. He's not entirely wrong.
He should have said something like, something dumb like, as long as you mean to be where you are, you never will be lost.
See, I actually like what he says better than that, because he's like, well, I don't think you are. You're just lost. So, I mean, maybe figure it out. Use your inner ninja.
I mean, that's all she said was like, hey, Sensei, I'm lost. And he was like, and then he said his thing.
He's like, walk it off.
Yeah. He was like, no, you're not. She's like, yeah, you're right.
Like, okay.
I just panicked for a minute. I got a little frustrated. I'm sorry.
We cut back to Dustin and Shane. They pop into the room to see these people fighting and these two dudes humping. And then we cut somewhere else, like an office park somewhere. And Snip Snap is there. And he's like, yeah, I did it. I'm the best. And then two ropes, like a yellow and red rope, like shoot in and grab him. And they're like, we got him. And then he fights them for a second, but then he cuts their tie.
These two idiots come at a scissor monster with ropes.
Might as well have been paper. Scissor always beats rope.
Yeah, that's why it's not even an option.
Exactly.
Why would you have two weaknesses to paper in your rock, paper, scissor game?
Two weaknesses to scissors.
Rope is weak. Rope also loses to rock, I bet.
Probably.
Because how's rope going to beat a rock? It's not.
It's not. You can tie it up. Well, now you just have a rock with a longer reach. That you can pull back and throw again. Smash more scissors with. So the effect of when he cuts the tie between people is like a slice goes up and then the image kind of like shifts.
Yeah, it splits the image. Like they get cut in half in a Resident Evil movie.
Yeah. Which are all very good in their own ways. I highly recommend the Resident Evil oeuvre. As I did finish watching them pretty recently. So then they start fighting because now they can't get along. And it's not really like a, like, he says, like, it'll cut the tie in so that you won't be able to agree. But what it really means is you're going to fist fight each other.
It's going to just make you punch each other. Yeah.
So they start, like, slapping each other in the head and then just, like, grapple at each other and just, like when two kids in a TV show fight, they just, like, grab each other, right, and they, like, they rustle just, like, around.
Hug each other and roll around.
Yeah. We cut to Lothar, who's like, all right, things are going wild down there. Power Rangers are distracted. There's just a blue one we got to worry about. Jubo, you and some Zackies, go take care of her. And he's like, I can't, boss. We're on a break. Union rules. And Lothar's like, yep, you got me. Anybody else available? And then up come Mara and Capri. But apparently there's a monster union that, yeah, Jubo and the Zackies are a part of.
I do want to point out that Lothar is an evil space ninja with world domination, a complex, I think, at this point. And even he's like, yeah, no, you deserve your break in union rights. And Walmart is like, if you say the U word in these walls, you're fired.
You will never leave. We're going to bury you in sporting goods. They'll never find your body, Mr. Union.
You're going to have to work all the fucking makeup today. Because you said union.
And you'll never find where any of that goes. Because there's like 1,000 nail polishes.
Lipsticks are just as bad. And none of them are ever the same number as the box you're trying to put up.
No. Whenever I have to find anything over there, I'm just like, Megan! I don't know what these colors are. What is she seashell? Because I think it's a blue, but it's actually like a pink.
It's like an off pink, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't make any damn sense to me at all.
Because inside of like a seashell is like a pink color.
Yeah, but like they're also like bluish, kind of.
Depends on the shell.
I mean, maybe that's the problem. Maybe my frame of seashell reference is different than whoever made the colored seashell. Anyway, so they got union rules, and their rep's going to get on Lothar's ass so they don't get their break. So Mara and Capri come up, and they're like, hey, how about us? And he's like, whatever. Just go down there, go do what you want. So we cut to Tori, and she uses like a little ninja water spell to guide her. She like picks up some water in her hands, and then it makes the form of a little shrine and then like zooms out of her hands and she follows it. And it leads to this little shrine in the woods. And I thought for a second that I was like, oh, the shrine is like a guidepost. So like that's just like the symbol. It's like this is a picture of what you're looking for, but made out of water. And it's over here. Let's go. So she gets in there. There's a little turtle in there. She opens up the shrine. There's a turtle. She gets a turtle. Mary Kate and Capri show up.
I don't know if that's anything.
It's close to a joke. And I wrote it down and it doesn't work.
It would at least be Mara Kate.
Yeah, Mara Kate and Capri. Capri. Capshly?
Capricially?
Amandishly?
I just don't know if there's any legs there.
Look, I think there's something there. I just don't think it's very good. All right, they're not all winners, Josh. I write the joke down. I hope it plays. And sometimes it doesn't.
That's the trick. Comedy is at least 50% luck and timing.
Yeah, a lot of it is just, you know, throwing spaghetti in a refrigerator and seeing what sticks. So they fight. They're just mostly just shooting the shit out of Tori right now.
They beat the crap out of her for, like, I feel like 15 minutes.
It's a lot of the episode. She's not morphed yet, so it's just like regular Tori getting shot, and then she calls for help, and the boys are still fighting, so they don't answer. She's like, all right, just going to be us girls. So she morphs, and then Capri's like, I've been practicing, because, again, Australians cannot say the American version of Ben.
Yeah, Mara says something at one point where, like, at the end of the sentence, her accent just stops trying to hide it. Yeah.
I forget what it is, but it's shortly after Capri says Bean, and I forget what she said, but yeah, I also noticed it, and I was like, sometimes it just falls apart. I get it. So she pulls out her sword and then she just throws it in the ground and it blows up under Tori. And then Mara's like, a sword in the ground? Really original. So then she takes out two like daggers that come out of her sleeves. And then she starts flying at Tori and does like this figure eight slash attack and then lands and is like, that's way cooler. And then Capri says, flying is so passe. Let's talk about size. Because this is the horny one, I guess. And at first I thought it was going to be a joke about the martial arts weapon. A sigh, right? Like Raphael's signature move.
That
no, she just
been,
gets big.
That would have been such a good pun.
It would have been.
Been so good.
It would have been. Instead, she just gets large.
Gets big and her giant hand punches Tori. Just
punches her right in the body. So then she lands.
I do want to point out, too, because there are a couple shots while they're fighting that are footage from the Sentai, and there is like back shots of Capri that they've had to cut all the front shots in with like new footage of her.
Same thing with Mara. Mara gets a front shot of Sentai footage, but it's like far enough away that you can't really see the face,
or she's spinning in a Tasmanian devil's cyclone.
But there's a couple times, there's at least once where Tori and Capri are fighting and like it's a side shot and it is clearly a Japanese woman. So it's either the Sentai footage or it's someone on the stunt team instead of whichever Katrina is Capri. And I don't know which it is because it's getting a little hard. Sometimes you can definitely tell like which is Sentai and which isn't, but it's getting a little trickier.
Yeah.
The camera technologies are getting closer together. We cut back to Ninja Ops, and Sensei's like, I must use my telepathic ninja power to break the hold that Snip Snap has on the boys. And then he just, like, says, hey, stop it, you're ninjas. And they break out of the spell, and that's it.
Yeah, he's like, use your inner strength to break the curse or whatever. But they don't, they just say, oh, hey, were we under spell? Yeah. Let's not be under spell anymore.
Yeah, let's stop doing that. And then Snip Snap's like, well, I'm just going to cut you regular style then. He runs at them, and they do a dodge, and then pull out their own swords, and they slash him in half, and he blows up. And then Tori, we cut back to Tori, because Capri got the turtle, and then Mara took the turtle. She's like, I've always wanted one of these, whatever this is. I always want this thing that I just now know about.
Well, yeah, because she also says it's very cute.
It's a cute little
turtle. So now that she has it, she's always wanted it.
Exactly. So Tori's like, all right. Hold on. I've had enough of this. This is getting really old. You're stashing and slabbing. Bop it. Stash it. Slab it. She just does a big lightning attack and hits them both. And it's funny because half of it is Sentai footage, and then there's like inserts of American footage of Capri and Mara going, in the American footage. And then she lands and the turtle's between them and they're like squaring back up. And she's like, all right. This sucks. Let's stop doing this. This is going to take forever. And they're like, what do you mean? She's like, maybe we can just come, we can work something out. We can come to an agreement. And this is, I can guarantee us there is absolutely a fanfic where it ends with some nasty times right here, because that is the tone of voice Tori has when describing what they could do to
like
work
that,
something out.
That is an unfortunate byproduct of hiding her accent, and that everything just sounds a little bit.
It's a little flirty.
It's a little suggestive.
A little bit. That might be it.
I'm going to really skew my Google algorithm, and I'm going to search for Ninja Storm fan fiction.
You, God bless. AO3, for sure, has a lot, I would bet. They have everything.
Fanfiction.net.
That might still be a place, too, yeah.
Oh, it is. There's a lot of these.
Is it bumping? Stay tuned for the tasty footage.
I don't wanna click on any because
you're not in incognito mode.
Because there might be spoilers in here.
That's also a good point. Yeah, but you don't want the fanfic to spoil the real thing, huh?
There is one called Power Rangers Ninja Storm with a shade of pink, and I'm very interested in what that could mean, but I don't want anything spoiled for me, so maybe that'll be a later time thing.
Maybe. Hey, you know what? Maybe now's the time that we start reading fanfic at the end of a seasons.
Is that what you guys want us to do? Do you want us to do an episode where we read fanfiction?
Do y'all want that? Let us know.
Because a lot of those are novel length. Like,
some are very long.
There's some that are like hundreds of thousands of words.
What is wild to me is that there are some that are incredibly long, and you're like, wow, what if you just wrote your own thing? You could make so much money. You could make money off of it if it wasn't someone else's properties. And then the best example of that is 50 Shades of Grey, which is the goddamn worst. So, you know what? Maybe just chase your bliss and write the fanfic. Anyway, so Dustin and Shane are running up, and Tori's like, hey, you're finally here. And they're like, yeah, sorry it took so long. We had a thing. And she's like, yeah, don't worry about it. And they're like, what happened with Mara and Capri? And she's like, oh, we worked something out. Smash cut.
Do you remember that one year on MTV? It had to be right around like 2000, 2001. It was a spring break. And the big thing that spring break was the triple kiss.
I was not an MTV kid growing up, and in 2001 I was 11.
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's just three people.
No, I know the mechanics of a triple kiss, Josh.
It's just three people slobbering all over each other.
Yeah.
I don't know. Figure out you think of why maybe yeah, I was know. Mentioning the triple look, kiss. I don't know.
If you Google Tori Mara Capri fanfic, you're gonna find it.
Tori Mara saying. Capri triple kiss question
triple
mark?
Kiss question mark?
Turn your safe search on.
Yep, or go in incognito mode.
Or don't, man. I don't know what you're into.
Or live dangerously. Bop it good, all right? So then
that
they...
one we can't say.
I can say that. It's just a bop it. You just write the thing in the middle and it's fine. Anyway, Lothor, AOL instant messages him bigger, and then he grows. And then Cam's like, all right, good. You got the turtle? Smash it. Smash it. Smash it. And she's like, do you know how much work I had to go to get this thing?
She's like, I was just trying to not smash this thing for like an hour and a half.
He's like, don't matter. Gotta smash it. She's like, oh, fine. So she smashes it, and there's a scroll in it. And she opens it up, and apparently their visors are also cameras that can show Cam.
And the scroll just says, you got punked. You shouldn't have smashed it.
It says, that was 2,000 years old. Why are you smashing this? But she opens up. She's like, are you seeing this, Cam? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to get it. And I'm going to decipher the... I'm gonna enter the codes. Because this is just ancient ninja code. Like a computer, but on a scroll. And he's like, so you guys just do that, and I'll let you know when it's ready. So they get in their Zords. They pull out the serpent sword. They start fighting. Cam's like, hey, I'm ready. Here's the power disc turtle mace. He says, it's a turtle mace, and it's amazing. And it is more a ball and chain than anything.
It's a flail. Yeah, it's not a mace. A mace is like a club.
Yeah, Cam, you rube.
You idiot.
You stupid ass. It's a mace. It's not a mace. God. What a dork.
A mace is a stick with a spiky ball at the end of it.
Everyone knows that. It's a flail. It's got a chain. You grab the turtle head handle, and the rest is a big spiky ball.
You're swinging this turtle's shell around by holding its throat.
By the neck, yeah. It seems bad for the turtle, I would say. That's why he was hidden for so long. He's like, I don't want someone to grab my neck and whip me around. I don't want that. Turtle shouldn't want that either. So they kill him. When I was watching this, my little brother was out here, and I said they need to summon up a rock to beat scissors. Ha 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 ha. I'm very clever and funny. And then they smash him with the turtle mace, and Snip Snap goes, rock beats scissors, and then dies.
He dies. His last words are rock beats scissors.
And then he dies, and
he's
dead now.
And he's a scissor monster.
Yep.
It's like if somebody, like, stabbed you, and you were like, oh, knives beat guts, and then you die.
I mean, you're not wrong. So here's a question I have. Does it, knowing that scissors lose to Rock, is it weird that this is a Tori episode and not a Dustin episode? Because he does have several attacks that launch a 100-ton ball at you and crush you?
His whole powers is rocks.
Is rocks?
Yeah, it is a little strange. They had the footage that they had to work with.
Right. This is a question lobbed at Hurricaneer more than anything.
I feel like if he did not say paper beats scissors or rock beats scissors, it would not have been a question. Like, it wouldn't have mattered. Yeah. But because he brought up the game.
That we all know.
You know, it comes into question, why didn't Dustin kill him?
Just kind of weird. Anyway, so now that he's dead, everything, we go back to Ninja Ops. And they're like, hey, how did the Tori's like, what happened with the conference? And Sensei is like, everything is fine. They stopped fighting each other in the middle of the conference, which might be on camera, but who knows?
Right.
They just stopped fighting and everything's cool now.
At least the outside was on the news. We don't know if it ever got inside.
I mean, I imagine you would broadcast that. It's a very important conference held in Long Beach, California, it seems like.
It's Blue Bay Harbor.
It's Long Beach. So then Tori's like, I wonder if Mara and Capri learned anything. And then we cut to them doing laundry. And I need to set the scene for a second. So
wait, did we talk about what their deal was?
I think we jumped past it on accident. So when Tori says we worked it out. There was triple kissing. I googled
fan fiction and started talking about the triple kiss.
Yeah, you got us all flustered. So that didn't happen that we know of. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. We smash cut to Mara and Capri go-go dancing in terrible 60s, awful, awful outfits. They're like 2003 raver outfits that are like they're from the 60s, but not.
They got the big platform shoes with the fish in them and pacifiers.
And just glow sticks. And there's a lot of just like strips of fabric that are just dangling off everywhere. And Lothar's like, you traded the turtle for these rags? And Mara's like, these are designer.
What designer? Snip Snap?
That's my first question is, which designer? My second question is, why did Tori have these?
Well, I mean, to get rid of them, obviously.
She got them as a gift from her aunt who meant well. But
I bet they're just old ratty clothes. And Tori was like, I have these designer digs.
They're designer. They know that Tori does not have much of her fashion sense is pretty basic. She's kind of a tank tops and jeans kind of girl.
A tank top that's like just a little bit short.
Just a little.
Jeans that flare out and like a thin overshirt.
Sometimes a light button up. And she would not have these on purpose.
She was like, hey, I'll have a deal for you. We'll do a triple kiss and then you guys can raid my closet for everything that's not blue because I can't wear it anymore.
I'm not allowed to. I didn't like wearing it before, but now I can't. There's rules. So then they did that. And so then now we cut back to now. We rejoin our heroes in progress. So we cut up to Mara and Capri, and they are doing laundry, and
the Kelzak's laundry? And I assume that they are Nakey.
They are either Nakey Kelzak's, or they're washing their skin.
I don't think it's their skin, because they do have, like, the red...
Like, jumpsuit kind of
suit on, still. And they're just acting like they're cold and not like they had their skin ripped off.
They look, see, you read it as cold. I read it as embarrassed because we're nakey.
Maybe it's both.
In front of these two girls who are just like 3 feet away. When I do my laundry, I don't stand right next to the washer, right? The whole time. I'm near it, so I can see it, and I know when they're done.
Right, it's in the line of sight, but...
But I'm not hovering, especially if I were to be embarrassed about what is in there.
Especially if your only clothes are in there and you're nakey.
And you're just nakey now.
Don't be nakey in a laundromat.
I don't
recommend that.
Hey, also, can I give everybody else a little pro tip that I learned on accident? So the laundromat that I go to, you hit this button... It starts on, there's 9 options on the washers, and the first 3 are hot, warm, cold, and then the rest are fancy stuff that millionaires use when they wash their clothes, I guess. So I hit the button because it starts at 3, which is stupid. I don't know why it starts at cold. I want my clothes to be washed well. I want the germs to die, so I want it to be hot. So you gotta hit the button a bunch of times to get it back to 1 so it's warm. And on this one occasion, I hit the button and the button did not take. And so it was on 9. And I did the thing and I started it up, and you cannot take it back. Once you're in, you've made your choice. And I spent $4, so I had to do it. Number 9 is the delicate cycle. And I don't know what that means, except now I have an idea, and that is that it just means drench the clothes.
I just absolutely
soak them.
I feel like it's the same amount of water, but on the delicate cycle, it doesn't get that like rapid spin at the end that like wrings them out.
Yeah, that might be it, because I put them in the little thing so I could cart them over to the dryers. And you could follow the trail of water that I left. They had to mop it up. I was sitting there throwing them in the dryer, and half of the dryers at the laundromat that I go to, because it's the one you used to go to.
Yeah.
Half the dryers are broken at all times.
Yeah. Like, when that half is fixed, the other half goes down.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes there'll be like a week or two where mostly everything is fixed, but it's not often. So I had to like find which one was right. And so by the end, I just had this nice little lake underneath my cart of just like, well, this is where all my soaked clothes were. Anyway, that's the end of the episode. It took me an hour and a half to dry that little laundry. Well, I guess it only took an hour, but I did split it into 3 dryers so that it would dry faster. So, Josh, I started.
You did.
What's the best?
Oh, it's... Shoot. What is the best?
You know, I don't know. I think I want to give it to... I don't know if I want to give it to Flirty Hologram Tori, because it's just like a weird thing that's kind of out of place, but in a way that I'm like, okay, sure. Or if I want to give it to Tori being like, all right, let's stop. Fighting sucks. Let's try to work this out some other way.
I'm going to best the character consistency of Tori being the responsible, smart one.
Like the level-headed one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to Flirty Hologram Tori then, I guess. If we're already... I don't know if she counts as a one-off or if she's part of Tori. Benny, I don't know what your numbers are going to look like on this one. What's the worst?
The worst is... all of the fan fiction inspired by this episode.
We don't know. We don't know that. Some of it might be really well written.
The worst is... Is there a worst?
I have a dumb worst because I don't think there was a lot of, like, worst qualifying things. My worst is just that there's a little no skateboard sign that doesn't come into play at all.
My worst is that Cam calls a flail a mace, that idiot.
Yeah, idiot. This dork's never played D&D before. What a loser.
Freaking nerd.
Nerd. Doesn't even know what a flail is. Who's the MVP?
Is it Tori?
I'm going to give it to Tori.
I think it's Tori.
She did a lot of fighting. She figured out that you're not supposed to fight yourself, that leads nowhere. She also was just like, hey, I don't want to get stabbed anymore. You don't want to get stabbed anymore. How about I give you some ugly clothes and we call it good?
Here's all the clothes my parents bought me that I never
let's
wear.
Let's do a real quick triple kiss. You can have some ugly clothes my aunt sent me, and then I'll get the turtle and everything will be fine. Now we got to rank the episode.
Yeah. I feel like it's pretty okay.
I like it. Let's compare it to the last episode, Nowhere to Grow.
I gotta
better or worse than that?
Nowhere to Grow is number 3.
Yes.
What happened in that one?
An evil plant lady with a regular human voice.
Oh, yeah.
Made plants grow that were going to take over the world. There was a Goosebumps man.
No, the
the Goosebumps scientist was in it.
The mineral water.
The mineral water.
Cam got like a really good fight scene.
Yeah.
Cam got some really good stuff in that one. And then this one, Cam was an idiot who doesn't know the difference between a mace and a flail.
What a dork. I can't believe how much of a just a stupid nerd he is for not knowing the difference between a flail and a mace.
I think this goes under Nowhere to Grow.
Okay. I think it goes above Looming Thunder, though.
Yeah.
That was the first Dustin spotlight, which is pretty good, but mostly about dirt biking. And Hunter's bad hair showed up in that episode, so it gets a point knocked off, because that's where we first see Hunter's bad hair.
Mm-hmm. And his shadow attitude.
His very Shadow the Hedgehog attitude. So we coming in at number 4, Snippet. Snippet good. All right, and that's going to do it for us for today. This is the only episode this week, because next week is, again, a 4-parter. So,
oh, I went way too far down on this list. Yeah, it's the Return of Thunder. Or Thunder, Return of the Thunder. Return of Returns or something. I don't know.
So this means it was technically 3 weeks, but it was only one episode between them going like, we'll be back, and them being back. That's like if I go to work tomorrow morning and go, I'll be back, and then come back 8 hours later do.
Or you just like, you have a day off and then you come back on your next scheduled day. Or you go to lunch, you're like, I'll be back.
I'll be back someday. And then it's actually going to be in 35 minutes or 45 minutes, if I'm being honest with everybody.
Walmart's got those hour lunches, man. Those are nice.
It seems nice.
I can play Animal Crossing and get things accomplished in that amount of time.
Nice. Anyway, we will see you on Monday for the first of 4 Return of the Thunder episodes. But until then,
may the power protect you.
So they go down.
Hang on. Tucker is having a fit out there.
Okay.
Give me just a minute. I'll go make sure he has food.
Okay.